Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello to the about 15 people who witnessed my terrible and embarrassing incident last night. I was doing this BBC 3 talent show called Upstaged, and there's a stage which was wet because it was like hailstone and rain and wind, and there's some steps which lead down to the crowd, and I just kind of maybe was going, "Hi there, thanks very much for coming along," and fell down the stairs. This happens to me a lot though. This must have happened to you. You're wandering along. All right, how are you? Yeah. Oh, straight into a lamppost. I do that a lot. In the very same set, the very same stage, I walked into a glass wall last week when I was doing the practice run. I was saying hello to some firemen who were in a fire engine. All right, how are you? Oh, ow. No, I'm fine. How are you doing? Come on, that must have happened to you before.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
See, it's not just me. Eddie in Dundee's been on. Ran into a clear glass squash court door when he was showing off to a girl. Hi there. You all right? How you doing? Oh. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, it's Billy.
Hi, Billy.
How you doing?
I'm good. Where are you?
Well, I'm working at the Mini in Hereford.
All right. How can I help?
Well, I had a bit of an embarrassing story. I was walking past the pub one day, and I saw my ex-girlfriend outside sitting there with all the mates, and they're all looking over, and I kind of just staring them out, and I walked straight into a set of traffic lights.
Wow. And did you do that thing where you're like, "No, I'm fine.
Yeah, kind of like tried to shrug it off and just quickly screwed around the corner.
But I bet it really hurt.
You'd kill me.
Yeah. Ah! Thing is with blokes, like, you normally get someone going, "You all right, mate?" And what's the first thing you say?
"Yeah, I'm fine."
"Yeah, I'm fine, thanks, yeah. Yeah, but you do have a lot of blood running down your face." "No, I'm honestly, I didn't even feel it. I'm actually fine." I think that's exclusive to blokes.
The worst thing was, they were all outside and they all just started laughing at me. I was just, you know, couldn't just run off as fast as I could.
But you were fine. Didn't hurt.
No, no.
Love you.
Love you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Hello, Chappers and Dave.
Hello. Hi. Scott Mills.
You right?
Yeah. Very good, thank you.
I was going to say as well, this is always happening to me at the moment. I was on a train yesterday and I was attacked by a woman who looked about 100.
Yeah, and we also heard that Jamie from press was used as a human shield.
That rather than face up to this woman yourself and tackle it head on, you cowered behind a female worker from Radio 1 and let her take the flak.
Right, so obviously this story's gone round then.
We've been talking about it all day.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
We were made aware of this very early on this morning and we're both primed to ask you about it.
Oh, okay. I thought I'd just mention it, but obviously you already
so
know.
So what happened?
Well, she was a bit mad actually, and she's kept going "Aah!" like that, and then attacked me with some coffee.
Really?
So I just grabbed the human shield and placed her in front of me.
Were you coming back from a gig at the Barfly at the time?
No. I was coming back from Bristol actually.
Did she recognise you?
No. Well, the thing is, I was saying hello to some people and someone said, "Are you Scott Mills?" And then the mad woman just appeared. "Aah!" And then it all went wrong.
What were you doing in Bristol, Scott?
I was doing a new BBC talent show called Upstaged.
Oh, when can we see that?
That's on tonight at 11:40 on BBC Three.
Tonight at 11:40 on BBC Three?
Yeah.
I tell you what, won't an old woman throwing coffee over people be a prime candidate to be on your show?
Seriously?
She sounds like she might win it.
If she uploads a video, she guess she'd be in the box tomorrow.
Yeah. Vote her.
Vote the coffee lady.
Vote for the mad woman with the latte.
That would be so typically you if an old woman with a latte won your talent show.
It would.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Becky Wolverhampton.
Becky Wolverhampton, is that your actual name or is that where you're from?
No, that's where I'm from.
Okay, because that would be a bit stupid. All right, how can I help?
Just a basic story, really, of my mate.
Yeah.
We was, a couple of years ago, we was in our local town. We was walking through, it was a car park, and she was showing off to a load of lads. Really
what
good
was she
looking,
doing?
Like. She was just showing off, you know, strutting her stuff and flashing her legs as always. And she decides, as I'm walking off, to fall down a manhole.
That didn't actually happen.
Oh, yeah.
What, properly fell down it?
Yeah.
All the way down?
Oh, yeah.
That only surely happens in cartoons.
No, she definitely fell down. I turned around and her head just went down. See you later.
Right. Oh, I didn't realise that happened in real life. Did she completely disappear?
Yeah, her head just went through the floor.
I love it. Was she like, I'm fine?
No, she crawls out screaming at me that she'd fell down this hole.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, I know
and,
that.
And a white jeans were now black.
Oh, well, that's God's way of telling you not to wear white jeans.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, okay, I love you.
All right, love you too.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Chopper. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hi.
Amanda in Reading's been on saying, I think I saw that mad woman in Care Philly once. She got taken away in a police van. Now, I don't think... It might not be the same woman. If there's two of them, however, if they got together, they could definitely win upstage, couldn't they?
Wouldn't they have a cage each? A box each?
Well, I think they should team up and they'd win it.
I'd imagine.
Mm. How are you?
Cold.
Yes, where are you?
Oh, we're at Wigan. We're at the JJB. It is the last mile of the day, this being mile number 5. Mm-hmm. But it's so cold. Unbelievable.
And you're going to run this one slow because the other one you ran quite fast, the last one.
The one at Old Trafford, which is the last one, I broke my personal best and Dave broke 7 minutes. So, you know, I know that makes us... Now we're talking like proper athletes, but... It took a lot. I did it at 6:09?
Yeah.
6:09, so that kind of took it out of me a little bit.
Because you're a Man U fan, are you trying to show off?
Oh, that's exactly what he was doing. Yeah. He had a big grin.
Hi there, ladies.
We were there for about an hour, and he had a big grin on his face the whole time. He was uncontrollable.
So competitive sometimes, isn't he?
I just wanted to do it there, that was all. Sorry.
That's all right.
Just thought, as a United fan, I'd just put the effort... not that I'm not going to put the effort in here. I put the effort in all of them, but I just made a special... I'm digging myself deeper into this, but I just kind of...
Chopper, what you really thought was that Alex Ferguson might be watching and might sign you up.
There's still a chance, you know.
Yeah,
it's still a chance.
It's been an emotional day all round. Did you hear his Geldof link earlier on?
Oh, God, what the rant. Banging the table, aren't he? Right, it's...
Have you two finished? I'm just a little bit angry.
It's Radio 1 Sport Relief Challenge with Chappers and Dave. They're not running for fun, no. This is no fun run. They're running for a reason, and the reason is...
Love.
You can support Chappers and Dave on their Sport Relief Challenge by texting either the word Chappers or Dave to 82125. Please do this. Your support will cost £1 plus your standard network message charge. At least 64 pence from your £1 message goes to Sport Relief, depending on your network operator. If you want to donate more than £1, you can go to Radio 1 online. Click on Chappers and Dave at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Are you ready to run the final mile of the day? Have you got any Wigan celebrities with you?
No, we've got their mascot, JJ. Can I just say, if you're going to games at Everton tonight, or at Aston Villa, or at West Brom, or at Celtic, then me and Dave and the challenge that we've been doing is going to be on all the matchday media screens that are around the ground, so they will tell you how to donate as well. So it'd be great if everybody going to games tonight would give some money. Dave's slightly embarrassed that he's going to be on the big screen at half-time at the game he's going to.
I think half-time might be a good idea to go for a pie and a pee, actually.
Look at me, I'm famous.
Hello, that's me.
Yes.
Now, I've got several noises which you might want to start the run off with. We've got or this. Or this.
I'm not sure.
Or this.
Oh, that's horrible.
Or this.
Aye, we'll take that.
There you go, that's the one.
That's the one, yeah?
I thought, because you think I'm going to get into trouble for the Geldof link, that you might want me to... the whipping noise.
No, it's all fine. Whatever you want. If you want to take that's yours.
All right, take that, I'll do.
Okay, right. 3, 2, 1.
Aye, we'll take that.
We're off.
Right.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You know those... magazines that you get for slightly vain men, like Men's Health, where it's kind of the same magazine, but they put it out every month. And it's the same. Like, one episode, one kind of, is pretty much like the next. Get perfect abs in time for summer. How to get any girl you want right now. You know what I mean? I've got one of these articles from one of those types of magazines here, and I need your help if you're a woman. Help me out. I don't know girls that well. I'm not great with them. I know you're probably thinking, how can that be, Scott? But it's true. This article is all about what ladies are really like. Okay, I need some text action on this on 81199. Tell me if these are true. You never accidentally leave your underwear at a bloke's flat or anything like that. You do it because you want to see them again, or you're hoping that if they have another girl, that girl will find them. So you never accidentally leave anything in his flat. Also, you like to Google blokes, but never mention what you've found or what you've discovered when you have Googled them. And you will go to great lengths to find out what the bloke's ex-girlfriend looked like. Right? So, yeah. So you never accidentally leave underwear at a flat. You like to Google the bloke, but never mention the discoveries. And you'll go to great lengths to find out what his ex-girlfriend looked like. Radio
1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, all the girls are on, being quite honest about their slightly psychotic tendencies. It seems it is true. They don't ever accidentally leave underwear at your flat. They do Google you, and also they will go to a lot of time and effort to find out what your ex-girlfriend looked like. Hello?
Hello!
Who's that?
Lucy.
Where are you, Lucy?
Swindon.
Oh, I'm going past there every day at the moment. Isn't it lovely?
Beautiful.
How can I help?
Just to let you know, I Facebook my ex's, my boyfriend's ex, to look at her pictures at least once a week.
Why?
Just to see how ugly she is, because I think she'd feel better.
Right. Okay, and is she ugly?
She is, yeah.
Oh, you're a cow. I love it. So, how many times a week?
Once or sometimes twice.
So you look at all the photos?
Yeah, but she doesn't often add new ones.
Right, and do you see where she's been on holiday?
Yeah, she's been skiing recently.
Right, excellent. You know everything, don't you?
Not everything, not too much, not scary too much.
Well, I think it's quite scary, I think. But a lot of girls say they go on Facebook, Bebo, MySpace, just to check things out and make sure there's nothing untoward.
Yeah.
And you do that. What are you looking for?
Just nothing untoward, as you put it, because my fella doesn't, he thinks Facebook is for geeks. Oh dear. So there's nothing that would worry me, just to see what she's like and what she's doing.
Yeah. Okay, right, well, I hear you.
Mm.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Yeah, hi Scott, it's Mark.
Hi Mark, where are you?
Bedford.
How can I help?
Well, I've had a problem with this one girl that I was, like, trying to see. And we went out, got drunk, came back to my house. And the next morning, I went into my kitchen and drawer to make a cup of tea and that. And she left her knickers in my kitchen drawer.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, she hasn't done that by accident, has she?
No, and this isn't the first time she's done it either.
Right. Well, she's always leaving knickers in your kitchen drawer.
Well, no, not in mine, in a friend's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this happened again where this is a few months later. My friend got jiggy with her, and the next day he come home from work and his mum lost it because she left her knickers in the mum's bedroom.
She left her knickers in his mum's bedroom on purpose.
Yeah, on purpose.
Right. You see, they never accidentally leave underwear at your flat, especially not in your kitchen drawer.
No, never.
So is it like, hi, it's me. Have I left anything at your house?
No.
How did they get there? maybe should I come round right away and get them.
Scott, this is how bad the girl is. She didn't even ring up or even say that she even left them. I just chucked them in the bin.
Right. Yeah, okay, well, and when was the last time you saw her?
Funny enough, about a month ago.
Oh, okay. Was it just a social visit, or...?
No, this is just out in town. I just kind of like, took a sharp exit, mate.
Oh, was it in your house again?
No!
All right, just checking.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
We were talking earlier about how you're trying to look cool, and you're like, hi there, and then to walk into a lamppost. It actually happened to Pole Kitten, who are some of the most talented people we've had on Upstage so far, this talent show on BBC Three. Listen to this. There they are, trying to look cool on the internet, doing their thing on their poles.
Oh, it's very good. Oh. Woo.
Ow, she just fell off. That sounds very strange when you listen to that back. It's like some kind of film I've seen before somewhere. I think it's the music that does it. Also, obviously they've got a few bruises now and carpet burns. And when they slide down the pole, it makes this kind of noise, which is one of the most unattractive things I've seen so far. Right, let me know if this is doing anything for you. Is this sexy?
Hand between shoulder blades. Oh, that hurts.
Oh, that hurts. Oh. Right, does this do anything for you? If I put this music on.
Hand between shoulder blades. Oh, that hurts.
Good morning. That's Pole Kitten, and they're in the box right now performing live online for the third day. Who'd have thought pole dancing could be that unsexy? Oh, I've got a big bruise. Oh, that hurts.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Talking about this earlier, I've got one of these articles that you find in magazines like Men's Health. Not how to make your abs look amazing, but one about girls and what they're really like. Right, another one on the list is we booty call ex-boyfriends and old flings to keep our numbers down. Now, I don't know whether girls do this or not. We've discovered quite a lot about females today. Send me a text, 81199. Because girls don't like their numbers to be high, do they? So if it's an ex or an old fling, it doesn't really count because it doesn't put any numbers on, does it? We have spoken before about this. Never have that... Ooh, hello. Never have that conversation. So, how many past people have you been with then? Five? How about you? 253, that's not a problem, is it? No, not at all. So girls are so devious that they'll cop off with exes so that doesn't add to their numbers. Is that true?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of girls are really quite scared that we've found them out like this. Just in this article in a Men's Health style magazine. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Kat.
Hi Kat, where are you?
Hello, I'm in Brighton.
How can I help you?
Well, I was calling because of what you said, and I am a little bit surprised that a Men's Health magazine has found out about women. I thought that was our deep, sordid little secret. It's very, very true. You know, I'm quite taken aback by it. It's very, very true, because girls take pride in their magic number. And a way of keeping notches off the bedpost, of course, is to, dial up an old flame if you're having a drought. So there you
having
go.
Having a drought.
Yeah, droughts happen.
It's recycling, isn't it?
Well, kind of. Be green and all that.
So you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got another question. This is from the same bit of the article, right?
Go on then.
It doesn't mean when you ask how many guys we've been with, we won't lie through our teeth. Add 10 to that number we give you and it's still too low.
Depends, you see. It depends who's asking us to what answer I'll give, you see.
Right, so but you generally lie?
I'll try and get an answer out of them first, and if my figure is ridiculous compared to theirs, then I'll lie.
Fair enough. I like that girls are being so honest today. I like it a lot.
Yeah, well...
Love you, Kat.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Becky.
What are you saying, Becky?
Oh, my God. How did you find that out?
Well, it's just an article I was reading. All
That's
the girls
ridiculous.
Are really shocked. Why did you not... You think we're stupid or what?
Well, what stupid girl told you? That's what I want to know.
It's a bit like someone's infiltrated women. You thought there was some kind of female code where you thought that it would never be cracked, and someone's cracked the code. It's like a top spy has infiltrated your little clique.
Well, that just means there's a woman out there that's stupid enough to tell a man the truth.
So you're telling me that you do that to keep your numbers down, you do call up the exes?
All women do.
All of them?
I'm sure they do. I'd say so. Any woman that says they don't is probably lying.
What about add 10 to the number that you give and it's still too low?
No, not for me. I wouldn't say that.
Well, you say that.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Right, I quite like it you're learning something today on the Girls Are Evil Scott Mills special. Stu's been on, quite annoyed, I think. God, this is rubbish, Scott. Every time an ex has phoned me up to cop off with me, I thought it was because they hadn't got over me. So I've always done the decent thing and said no. What an idiot I really am. There's loads of people like, oh, rubbish. And all the girls are like, oh, who's blabbed? How do you know all this? We know now. It's all out there. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's that?
It's Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. What are you saying?
Well, basically, I have quite an overprotective mum. And when I first started going out with my mates, when I was sort of like going to the pubs and stuff, she used to, like, I always knew it was her. She used to actually come into the pub or like loom past the window in a wig and dark glasses to check up on me. And I always knew it was her, and I didn't find out until I was older that it was, but she actually admitted to it.
So there you are, out your mates.
Yeah.
In a pub.
Yeah.
Who's that mysterious-looking woman at the window?
Yep.
It's my mum.
I know.
Was it a really obvious rubbish glass and wig combo as well?
It wasn't even slightly believable.
Love it.
I know.
Does she have, like, a newspaper with a hole cut in it?
No. She didn't go that far, but...
Ever wear a fake beard?
No. No.
That's great.
Yeah, I know.
You don't know that she didn't wear a fake beard. You don't know that.
No,
you
true.
Don't. Yeah.
No, you don't.
Does she? Does she still do it?
I hope not. But
no, you don't know, do you?
No, that scared me now. Don't.
She might be looking at you right now through a newspaper the hole in. How long did it take? How old are you now?
I'm 20.
Yeah, she's still doing it. How long did it take you to work out it was your mum?
Oh, immediately. I know my mum so well. I knew straight away.
Does she know that she'd been spotted?
I did actually, like, ask her, like, Mum, were you in, like, this place today? Like, name the place. And she'd be like, no. I always knew it was. And then only later in life she said, yeah, actually, I used to come in and check up on you.
How often would this happen?
Like, pretty much every time I went out.
And were there different wigs and glasses, or were there the same ones?
She used to be a bit creative and sort of mix and match, yeah.
Right, so she had more than one wig and more than one pair of glasses just to spy it on you.
Well, she used to work in, like, the theatre and stuff, so she's had, like, quite a lot of stuff.
Wow, she's like a master of disguise.
I know, crazy.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
I've got three sisters.
Oh, does she do it to them?
She did it to one of them, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that.
I know, yeah.
That's so great. Did you tell her your friends about it as well?
What?
Did you tell her your friends that that's my mum at the window?
I used to just look at her and believe that she was doing it, but I knew that she did. I wouldn't have told my friends. It's too embarrassing.
See, there's loads of people getting really paranoid now after what we're saying.
Yeah, well, their mums probably do it too.
Yeah, Hannah's been on 81199 going, stop this at once. You're giving my mum ideas. What's your mum's name?
Jeannie.
Jeannie?
Yeah.
Hello to Jeannie, master of disguise and detective. She's watching you now.
Shut
she's
up.
She's still
no,
there.
She's
she is. She's
shut
got look,
up,
look
she's
at that
not.
Rubbish wig she's wearing. No. Okay, I love you.
Love you too.
Your mum's a bit weird, but I love it.
Okay. Right. Bye. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who's that?
Shut up!
What do you mean, shut up?
Why are you telling all our secrets?
Who are you?
I'm New.
Hi, New. What's the problem?
I don't like this.
You don't like it? Why?
I don't like being exposed.
Right. Have I said anything that might be true over the last 3 hours?
Definitely not, but I think it's time to stop.
Right, you think I need to shut up?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And you haven't done any of those things that were on the list?
No, none of them.
It really is like someone's blabbed, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like one of your numbers
is
blabbed.
Who's done this?
I don't know, but it's someone from your female species has told men.
Well, I'm not very impressed.
Okay. She's a cow, whoever she is, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Right, okay, I'll shut up now. I won't do any more.
Okay, that's good.
Is it true that you... Oh, I've got another one. We lie to you about who we're with to make you jealous. Is that true?
I don't think so, no.
Right, okay, well, there it clearly is, because I've got one of the ones who doesn't speak in here, who's a girl, and she's got her head in her hands right now. Okay, I love you.
Okay, love you. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast.
podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.